Hey, hi, how are you doing? How's it hanging? It's been a minute. Okay, you read the title, let's go. Okay, so right off the top, we need to take a moment to acknowledge the thing that I'm taking a look at today. This is going to be the first looks at the Lovense sex machine. I want to acknowledge that this was a massively generous gift. I want to, like, fucking, the minute I say that, I'm like, my brain explodes a little bit because I'm like, anyway, so we need to start by saying a massive, gigantic thank you, to the person that gifted me with this. This machine did not come directly from Lovense, but I did not pay for it. Is kind of, I guess, our first, like, ups that we need to just so we have full context, you know? But an incredibly generous gift. I have to say, the Lovense wish list system works fantastically. I am a big fan of it. I wish more companies had a similar system, or like Lovense just told everybody how their fucking system works so then everybody could use it. So let us back up for half a second because I feel like I rushed myself in, because it's really important that we say thank you so very much to the person. We literally just did that. Okay. We're gonna do it like five more times probably before the end of this is just the first looks audio. We're gonna milk this baby for a couple things, you know? So first looks, talking about my experience taking it out of the box, because I did not record an unboxing for this one. I was so fucking exhausted when I got it. I was like, I just need to take it out and put it away so it's off my bed, which is bad. Bad bits. The unboxing process of the Lovense sex machine, and just my first little. So this machine has been in my possession for 2 weeks now, 3 weeks. Time flows weird when I'm not taking dick. I think 3 weeks is actually the accurate amount. Where have I been? It doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Anyway, roughly a month. It's been in my possession for roughly a month. You'd think I would remember the exact day I got it. I kind of do in like my list of like things I've done in the past while, but then I'm like, when did I do that again? Anyway, and we're not getting into the details. A month-ish, 3 weeks-ish. I haven't had a chance to like really play with it much at all whatsoever. So this is actually only the third time I will be turning the machine on. And the second time I'll be playing on it. So, we're getting a very fresh, like, first look at the machine, as far as performance goes with my body. But I did have some comments kind of taking it out of the box that I thought was like, look, part of my brain is so excited about the contrast and compare we can do with the Highsmith sex machine, because, I just fucking love contrast and compare, man. Like, what's different? What's the same? Who did it better? I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So there'll be a touch of that a little bit as I compare, I think, unboxing processes, just because I can't stop myself. But we will save the general performance comparisons till later at some point, because I haven't actually fucked on this machine a lot, so it's not really a fair comparison, is it? Hydrate, please. That's how you can tell I'm excited. I'm like, oh boy, let me tell you all things. Okay, so let's start with where let's okay, like we're gonna fuck on it. Don't worry, we're gonna get to it. Hi, this is one of those bits for reviews where I don't stop talking until like I don't know how long. Was it the fucking focus? Okay, so let's talk about the shipment process. Because this was purchased off of my wish list, I received an email letting me know that somebody had purchased it, and then I also received an email letting me know when it had shipped. This machine was in my possession in 4 days. It took less than a week to get to me from the time that somebody purchased it, the person purchased it, and it got to my door. At least in Canada, Lovense ships with Amazon, so if they have the Lovense product in their warehouse, it ships pretty much the same shipment rate as Amazon.